好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让我们今天又有一个机会，是个恩典的机会，来分享神的话语。
Today we just have the grace to share God's words.
今天讲到的题目是亚基帕王的干预。
The sermon title today is King Agrippa's intervention.
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and appreciate you.
你借着今天的经文，让我们看见一幅新的图画。
Through today's scriptures, you let us see the new pictures.
当一个政权来到信仰、来到宗教的面前去干预的时候，将会发生怎样的事情
？So when the politics that came into the situation, so what's going to happen?
这其中的内在结构，没有智慧的人是没有办法拨弄的清楚。
So without God's wisdom, it's impossible to just understand about the structure inside.
你今天借着这段经文，让我们有一个新的眼光来看待政教分离，或者是政教合一，或者是政教干预的问题。
Through today's scripture, you just let us see about the politics and also the religions and what's the relation.
主啊，你就继续的带领我们吧。
Lord, please continue to guide us.
求主帮助。
Lord, please help.
求主赐能力。
And please give us your
help. 求主给智慧。
Give us the wisdom.
让神的话语在这里显大。
So allow God's words to just magnify.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是亚基帕王的干预。
The sermon title today is King Agrippa's intervention.
那这段经文在讲什么东西呢
？So what are the scriptures talking about?
讲到两个巡抚、两个总督在交接权力。
It's talking about the two governors. They are just passing by their just authority.
那新任的巡抚叫什么名字呢？叫菲都斯。
So the new governor named Festus.
那接替了前任的巡抚腓力斯。
He succeeded the previous governor Felix.
然后呢，他在该萨利亚装模作样的将保罗审问了一番呢。
So that after just pretentious interrogation of Paul in Caesarea.
然后就决定将保罗送往罗马。
Then he decided to send Paul to Rome.
因为他要接受该萨的审判呢。
To be judged by Caesar.
就在这个时候呢。
At this time,
半路杀出程咬金出来了。
Now, just there's someone just came show up unexpected.
就一件突发事情就发生了吧。
Something unexpected just occurred.
当时，犹大的一个希律王呢
？At the time, and the King Herod.
他被称为是亚基帕二世。
He was called Agrippa the Second.
他就带着他的妻子百尼基。
He took his wife, Bernice.
其实这个妻子呢，也是他自己的亲生妹妹哦。
Actually, his wife, Bernice, was also his biological sister.
一同来见菲斯都。
So both of them came together to see Festus.
所以是分封王见巡抚两个权柄相遇的时候。
So that is the king just and with the politics just meet together.
而他们的到来呢，为保罗在该萨利亚的日子增添了保罗生命的一些新的色彩。
Their arrival added color to Paul's life during his stay in Caesarea.
也借着他们的相遇呢，让我们有一个机会在旁边与神同行，站在基督的眼光来看问题。
With their meeting, just allow us just to see them and just from the God's viewpoint.
我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
官官相遇问缘由。
Officials meet and ask the reason.
这官官相遇就是官员和官员之间相遇的时候呢，他们之间会问一件事情的缘由。
So that is that when the officials meet together and they will just ask about the origin of something.
为什么圣经会谈到两个官员相遇问缘由的事情呢？
How come the scriptures, the Bible just mentioned about the officials meet and then they ask about the reason?
我们知道从人文主义的角度来看呢，历史与文化一旦进入官僚体系呢，那就会一定带上腐朽的冠冕，对不对？
From the viewpoint of the humanism, once history and the culture enter the bureaucracy, then they will just definitely wear a crown of decay.
什么是腐朽的冠冕呢？
So what is the crown of decay?
所谓腐朽的冠冕就是虚伪和道貌岸然嘛。
And that means a hypocrisy and also the sanctimony.
但是从当时犹大省的官僚体系的设计来看呢？
Judging from the design of the bureaucratic system of, the,、of them.
我们仿佛看见这一套官僚体系的设计者罗马皇帝应该深谙统治与权术，而且熟练有余、啊、
The bureaucratic system, let us see, the Roman emperor should be just well versed in governance and also power and be more than proficient in it.
Yeah, 首先是希律王的乱象。
First, the chaos of Herod.
我们看了不少宫廷剧了，对吧？
I've seen so many like the so-called soap opera.
我们了解自古帝王家最是无情人呐、
啊。Since ancient times, the emperor's family has been the most ruthless.
为了权力的缘故，这父子相残、夫妻反目，这些事情是比比皆是啊。
So, because for the to gain the authority, and there's like a murderous event happened among the family.
所以是险象环生事，盈奢缺德死啊。
So the dangerous signs just cause trouble, and there's a history.Of extravagance and immorality.
所以希律王家族的历史已经无法用一个乱字来描述了。
The history of Herod's family cannot be described in a single word, chaos.
Yeah, 历史上总共出现了七个希律王。
In a history, there are seven Herods.
Yeah, 传承了四代。
And they passed down through four generations.
到今天经文所说的亚基帕王呢？
As of The King Agrippa mentioned in today's scriptures.
Yeah, 主后七十年耶路撒冷被毁呢。
So when Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70,
亚基帕就成了最后一任希律王。
And Agrippa became the last Herod,
yeah,
King Herod.
经文中将百基尼与亚基帕列在一起。
So Bernice is listed with Agrippa in the text.
并且是以他的妻子的身份。来到该撒利亚。
And also, she just has a position as his wife to come to Caesarea.
而百基尼与亚基帕呢，二世，他们是他的名称是，就有亚基帕一世是他父亲，他是亚基帕二世，他们是同胞兄妹啊。
And Bernice and Agrippa the second, they both actually they were siblings.
这个既是妹妹又是妻子的这个百尼基曾经嫁给他的叔叔。
So, and Bernice, and she's the sister, biological sister, also the wife, she used to marry to her uncle.
后来又成了攻打耶路撒冷的提多将军的情妇。
And later, she became the mistress of Titus, the general who attacked Jerusalem.
这个听起来就蛮乱的，对吧？
So, when you hear this, When you hear this, that it's very kind of chaos.
而这一位亚基帕二世呢，是于主后一百年去世的。
And also, the Agrippa the second, and he just died in AD 100.
那他去世了，谁来承接他的王位呢？
So after he died, and so just who carried forward this?
Yeah, 我们可能难以想象，整个希腊王朝竟然是因为没有任何的。子嗣没有儿女，而终结了希律家。
And very surprisingly, the entire Herodian dynasty actually ended the rule of Herod.
而这个希律王朝的这个家庭呢，他竟然是以东人，而不是真正的以色列人。
And also the Herodian the dynasty actually they're Edomite, not Israelites.
想到以东人，就想到雅各的哥哥以扫，对吧？
So when we talk about Edomite, we just remind us about Esau and this person.
所以在历史上出现许多的人物，有些人物是彰显上帝的荣耀。
Therefore, some of the figures that are in history, some of them, they just reveal God's glory.
当然，也有一些人物是为了去彰显人的丑陋。
Also, some characters just reveal about People's and just the
好，其次呢是巡抚分享案情。
Secondly, the governor shared the facts of the case.
Yeah, 亚基帕二世来访问菲斯都呢？菲都斯吧，是。
菲斯都。
菲斯都。
Agrippa II came to visit Festus.
多少也有那么一点点呀，令到菲斯都会有些小小的紧张，我猜想。
And I guess which just made Festus somewhat nervous.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do I say this?
呀，因为腓力斯是娶了亚基帕二世的妹妹土希拉的。
Because Felix married Agrippa II's sister Drusilla.
所以这个前任的这个总督和这个亚基帕二世呢，还是姻亲。
Therefore, and so they were just related by marriage to Agrippa II.
前任总督呢，前任的巡抚呢，是这位希律王的妹夫，他们是亲戚关系。
Therefore, the former governor was the brother-in-law of King Harold.
那对于菲斯都来讲，会不会有一点前后上下左右被夹击的感觉呢？
Therefore, for Festus, does it just feel like he was being attacked just from both sides?
官场中就怕是拉帮结派啊。
So in officials, the situation, they just afraid about to have those kind of game.
借着不同的背景、上下级、血缘等等不同的关系，产生很多看不见的网络，所以官员们都感到是人人自危的。
Therefore, and just with this kind of relation, just the, for all those officials, just feel very nervous about.
呀，菲斯都也不例外，他会感到是很紧张，甚至不敢怠慢。
Therefore, and in short, Festus did not dare to neglect.
呀，所以当他去跟这个希律王去亚基帕希律王去汇报的时候呢，我们留意经文中说的是按照细节一一道来的。
Therefore, when Festus went to meet the Agrippa, and he almost just told the details slowly and without omitting anything.
甚至是无一遗漏的讲述啊。
Seems like he did not omit anything when he just state the things.
感觉上好像有一点点是像是下级官员向上级汇报工作一样。
It just seems like the lower level officials reported the work to his superior.
其实显得极其不合理了。
It just looks sounds very unreasonable.
但是其中有一点是值得我们留意的。
But there is one thing worth paying attention to.
菲斯都怎么说呢？
How did Festus say?
他说不过有几样辩论，为他们自己敬鬼神的事情，又为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死了，保罗却说他是活着的。大家想一想。
So rather they had certain point of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but who Paul asserted to be alive.
听到这节经文是不是有一种似曾相识的感觉呢？
So when you hear this verse, do you feel, does it seem familiar?
我们今天也是全世界任何地方我们都去告诉耶稣从死里复活了呀。
And today, in the world, we share the gospel. We just talk about that Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
那些听到我们传福音的人，他们之间在议论的时候也会说啊，某某人跟我们讲了，那个已经死了的耶稣还活着，对不对？
So when people heard the gospel, and they may say, "Oh, this person just said that Jesus died, but he's alive."
这是我们生命当中难免会遇到的，对吧？
So inevitably, that's what we will meet in our life.
但是我们会发现有一件事情。
However, we will just notice one thing.
这两个官官相遇的时候呢，却与耶稣基督擦肩而过了。
These two officials, when they meet each other, they just pass by Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的信息经过他的时候，他无感，完全与他无关呢。
Because the message about Jesus Christ, and when the message passed by them, it seems like it has nothing to do with them.
最后是亚基帕的参与了。
Finally, Agrippa's involvement.
圣经作者借着菲斯都的口展示了他们与耶稣基督擦肩而过的遗憾，像刚才讲的，对吧？
Through the mouth of Festus, the biblical writer just showed regret of their passing by Jesus Christ.
其实我们不妨把这个历史的长河拉长来观察。
So we may just kind of extend about the scene of the history.
亚基帕也好，菲斯都也罢，难道不也是如同我们今天在世上林林总总的大大小小的官员吗？对吧？
So either Agrippa or Festus, aren't they also all kinds of officials, either big or small, in our world today?
这些官员们平常作威作福习惯了。
So those are the officials, and just usually they just kind of take advantage of their authority.
他们看见基督徒貌似软弱，而且凡事以爱来相待，就选择事事挑软的捏，找基督徒来欺负呀。
And they just thought they could just bully Christians who seemed weak and chose to treat each other with love.
他觉得欺负基督徒好过瘾啊。
And they thought if they can just bully the Christian and they just feel satisfied.
拆他们的教堂不敢说话。
And they just tear down the churches and Christian would not say something.
把十字架从教堂上摘走了，好像他们也没什么了不起嘛。
And also tear down the cross and seems like there's nothing, it's okay for the Christian.
但是他们哪里晓得呀？
Little did they know that.
等待他们的也正是亚基帕的结局啊。
What's waiting for them was exactly the end of Agrippa.
所以当亚基帕向菲斯都表示也想听听保罗自己的辩护的时候呢？
Therefore, when Agrippa expressed to Festus that he also wanted to hear Paul's defense.
要菲斯都是表达出极大的一个热情啊。
Festus expresses some enthusiasm.
不但是马上表示同意。
Not only is that he just immediately just agreed.
圣经怎么说呢？
How did the Bible say?
圣经说第二天亚基帕和百尼基大张威势而来，同着众千夫长和城里的尊贵人进了宫厅啊。
So on the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great group pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribune.And the prominent men of the city.
在这里让我心里边很感动啊。
So my heart is so moved with this.
感动的是上帝的爱和他的智慧与大能啊。
And I'm moved just by God's love, wisdom, and His power.
然后这些对耶稣无感的人
，Those people they're indifferent to Jesus.
但是圣灵却有能力把他带到这个公共的场合，公听嘛，来听保罗来做见证啊。
But Holy Spirit has the power to just bring all those people into the city to hear.
圣灵这是在引领人听福音啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is from the Holy Spirit just guided people to hear the gospel.
假如你是保罗，被抓了，坐监牢了，你觉得自己还有能力去跟别人传福音吗？
If you were Paul and you were just captured by them, and
你一定会觉得自己没有能力啦。
Do you think you're out of ability?
但是能不能相信你没能力，圣灵有能力呢
？Can you believe that if even though you don't have ability, but the Holy Spirit does？
我们要做的就是随处随在做好准备，一有机会来了，赶紧为主传福音啊
！What we need to do is no matter what and what kind of circumstance, we share the gospel。
请问你是否做好准备了呢
？Are you ready for that？
呀，圣灵会把机会赐给那些做好准备的人的。
Holy Spirit will just give opportunity to the ones who's prepared.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
查明真相，求心安呐。
Find out the truth and seek peace of mind.
好，我们来看第二点，查明真相，求心安。
Let's look at the second point. Find out the truth and seek peace of mind.
要显然，这一次的审讯不同于上一次在耶路撒冷了。
Obviously, this interrogation was different from the previous one.
这一次没有祭司长、众长老在场啊。
This time, there were no chief priests or elders present.
也好像离开了希伯来的文化了。
Seems like they just left the Hebrew culture.
貌似好像是一场纯希腊罗马文化的环境。
So it seems just to be relatively just pure Greek and Roman.Culture environment.
那在今天这堂信息、这堂讲道当中呢
？In today's message.
保罗其实并没有说话的。
Paul has not yet spoken.
保罗没说话，几乎是菲斯都一个人在唱独角戏。
And Festus is almost a one-man show.
下个礼拜的那堂道就应该是保罗开始讲见证了。
By our next Sunday's message, it will be Paul to share his testimony.
那这一堂倒是菲斯都在唱独角戏了。
So in today, in the verse, in today's sermon, actually, it's just Festus, he's a one-woman show.
首先，并无可恕之事啊。
First, there is nothing to complain about.
然后现在祭司长都不在这里了。
Now that the chief priests were no longer here.
我们可以发现菲斯都说话显得好像坦诚一些了。
And we see that the Festus spoke more frankly.
路加应该是听了保罗的口述，将当时的场景记录下来。
So the author of the Bible, Luke, probably listened to Paul's dictation and recorded the scene.
他怎么说呢？
How did he say?
他说菲斯都说呀。 亚基帕王和这和在这里的诸位啊，你们看这些人就是一些犹太人在耶路撒冷和这里曾向我恳求，呼叫说不可容他再活着。
And Festus said, Can Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouted that he ought not to live any longer.
那请问大家听懂这个新来的巡抚菲斯都讲这番话的意思吗？
Do you understand what is the meaning for this new governor saying?
他其实在划界线，摘清楚自己的责任、啊、
Actually, the governor was drawing a line here.
呀，保罗可是罗马公民啊。
Paul is a Roman citizen.
随便要判罗马公民死刑也好，鞭刑、杖刑也罢，那都是很严重的一件事情、啊。
It would be very severe thing if they want to just put a death sentence to Paul.
他的意思是说，要置他于死地的可不是我菲斯都啊。
So what I was trying to say that it was not me, Festus, who want to kill him.
而是祭司长等犹太的长老们的。
But the chief priests and the other Jewish elders.
而且他说，恕我直言，我查明他并没有犯什么该死的罪啊。
And forgive me for saying so, but I found that he had done nothing deserving death.
所以我也不知道为什么耶路撒冷的人非要杀他不可呢。
So I don't know why the people in Jerusalem insisted on killing him.
所以圣经也借着菲斯都的口去为保罗在辩护了。
Therefore, the Bible just used the mouth of the Festus to speak for Paul.
Yeah. 其次呢，他本可以得释放的。
Second, he could have been released.
菲斯都怎么说呢？
How did Festus say?
他说，但我查明他没有犯什么该死的罪。
But I found that he had done nothing deserving death.
按道理，既然没罪，应该无罪释放，对不对？
And in this case, we're supposed to release him.
但是接下来的一句话是他把他送到罗马的理由了。
However, the next sentence, it is reason to send him to Rome.
并且他自己上告罗马皇帝。
And as he himself appealed to the emperor.
所以我定义把他解去。
So I decided to go ahead and send him.
这是罗马的一个律法了。
This is the law of Rome.
任何罗马的公民都可以在任何地方说一句，我要上告罗马皇帝，当地人不可拦阻的，就要把他送到罗马去的。
For any Roman citizen, they are allowed to say they want to appeal to the emperor.
要作为一个巡抚，手中是握有人的生杀大权的。
As a governor, he just holds in his hands the power of life and death.
那当然，他也可以赦免人无罪的权柄，两种他都有这个权柄。
Of course, he has the power of pardoning people's innocence.
所以呢，菲斯都是有意，也有能力，是可以释放保罗的。
Therefore, Festus has the intention and the ability to release Paul.
其实更加重要的是什么呢？
In fact, what is more important is that
是菲斯都仅存的，虽然是残缺的，这个良心仍然在起作用的。
So Festus' remaining, albeit incomplete conscience is still functioning.
他很清楚保罗没犯什么罪啊。
He's very clear, Paul did notDid any crime?
所以按照他自己的本心，他是很想释放保罗的。
True to his nature, Festus wanted to release Paul.
当然，另一方面，他又怕祭司长等犹太人会秋后算账啊。
But on the other hand, he was afraid that the chief priest would wait for the Jews to settle account and sue him.
哪里晓得有一天罗马皇帝会不会来耶路撒冷访问呢？
And who knows whether the Roman emperor would just visit them?
好碰不碰，碰到大祭司了。
And what if they just met this the chief priest?
大祭司可能就有一个机会在罗马皇帝那里告他一状，对吧？
So maybe the chief priest has ability and the opportunity to sue him.
事情过了很多年了，再告一状，但罗马皇帝也不知从何查起，就直接顺着情绪就把他给法办了，也不一定啊。
What if years later and this thing really happened and maybe Roman emperor was sent him to prison?
所以他心里是有顾虑的，有忧虑的。
Therefore, he has the worry in heart.
即使是如此，
Even so,
他也仍然还是有权柄，就是把保罗放。
Even so, he still has ability to release Paul.
但是保罗这一句话反倒令他为难了。
However, with Paul's words really made him embarrassed.
这罗马的律法呀，任何罗马公民提要求 巡抚应该把他送到罗马皇帝那里去的，这是他不能够抗拒的一个命令啊。
And because if the Roman citizen has this kind of request to appeal to the emperor, he just cannot say no.
那最后是可否一同担当呢
？Finally, can we share the responsibility?
那保罗在前面十一节的时候，他怎么说呢
？Paul said in verse 11.
他说：“我若行了不义的事，犯了什么该死的罪，就是死。”我也不迟啊。
If then I'm a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, and just, I just do not seek to escape death.
啊，接下来这句话很要紧啊。
And then the next sentence.
他们所告我的事若都不实，就没有人能够把我交给他们。我要上告于该上。
Then Paul said, "But if there's nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar."
显而易见，这个要求是保罗自己提出来的。
Obviously, the request is mentioned by Paul.
所以如今菲斯都这个巡抚呢，如果不将保罗解去见罗马皇帝呢，那倒成了他的不是了，对吧
？Therefore, if Paul has not been sent to Rome by Festus to meet the emperor, then it will become the governor's mistake.
呀，我相信这也是菲斯都邀请亚基帕王一起来旁听，审讯的内在动机了。
I believe this was also the underlying motive behind Festus inviting King Agrippa to attend the trial.
就是说，如果有亚基帕二世这个王为他背书呢？
That is, if King Agrippa II endorsed him.
那该撒日后罗马皇帝追问起来，那也不用他一个人担这个重担呢、啊。
In case Caesar asks questions in the future, then Festus would not have to bear this kind of burden.
因为庭审记录会做一个笔录，当时有谁出席的嘛。
Because when they do that, and there's the meeting minutes, and they will just as a proof.
呀，所以你看他的讲话很清楚，都是说。摘清自己的责任，邀请亚基帕王跟你一起担当起来，对吧
？Therefore, you can see this governor just say everything so clearly and just invited the King Agrippa to participate.
所以巡抚继续对希律王说了：“论到这人，我没有确实的事情可以奏明主上，因此我带他们到你们面前，也特意带他到你亚基帕面前，为要查明之后有所成奏。”听到他的话的意思了。
So therefore, the king governor said to King Agrippa, "But I have nothing definitely to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write."
这也是我前面讲的历史与文化一旦进入官僚体系会发生什么，对吧
？That is what I just said. When history and culture enter to the political situation, and that is
这其中的虚伪和道貌岸然，就如同一个冠冕一般腐朽在坟墓里边了。
So it's just like a crown of decay and just show up here.
大家如果对官场中略略有一些知晓和了解，会体会到这种感受，对吧
？If we just know some about this political situation, it's just like that.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
不上耶金去罗马。
Go to Rome instead of Jerusalem.
其实菲斯都也是非常的坦诚啊。
In fact, Festus was also very frank.
他说这些事当怎样就问，我心里作难。所以问他说，你愿意上耶路撒冷，在那里为这事听审吗？问了保罗的。
So he said, being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried.There regarding them.
那么在这其中的角力，其中的纷争，在表达什么意思呢
？So what are those that the argument? What does that represent?
圣经到底要告诉我们一些什么样的信息呢
？What kind of message Bible want to tell us?
首先是相互效力，看异象。
First, work together to see the vision.
大家应该还记得吧
？Do you still remember?
当保罗第一次回耶路撒冷做见证的时候呢？
So when Paul returned to Jerusalem for the first time to bear witness,
神就在呀《使徒行传》二十三章十一节这么说了。
In Acts chapter 23, verse 11, God said,
神对保罗说：“当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：‘放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。’”
The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.
盼望大家读经的时候要读到这些重要的经文啊。
I hope, brother and sister, when we read the scriptures, just remember to read this kind of important part.
因为从这一天开始呢，发生在保罗身边的每一件事情，都是围绕着去罗马的意象而展开的。
Because from this day forward, everything that happened around Paul revolved around the vision of going to Rome.
我们不妨设身处地地想一想当时的情况。
Let's just stand at their viewpoint during that time.
保罗是什么人呢？
So who is Paul?
法利赛人吧。
He's a Pharisee.
法利赛人是什么人呢？
Who are the Pharisees?
犹太人吧。
They're Jews.
所以按照常理来讲，将保罗送去耶路撒冷受审是合乎情理的，对吧？
Therefore, according to the common sense, it is reasonable to send Paul to Jerusalem for trial.
都是犹太人，交给犹太人的大祭司去处理，巡抚也应该会轻松一点呢。
They're all Jews. If it is left to the Jewish high priest to deal with it, the governor will be more relaxed.
那么请问何乐而不为呢？
Then, so why not?
但是半路杀出和程咬金就有些突发事情发生。
However, something unexpected appeared.
一会儿呢，保罗的侄儿举报有40个敢死队要来杀保罗。
So, on one moment, Paul's nephew reported that 40 death squads wanted to kill Paul.
一会儿呢，又听说保罗是罗马公民，巡抚还不能把他送到耶路撒冷去。
And the next moment, and Paul claimed himself is a Roman citizen, so the governor just couldn't send him away.
特别是保罗自己表达不同意的时候。
Especially when Paul said he disagreed.
保罗说我要在罗马政府的环境当中受审，而不去耶路撒冷。那保罗又很有道理啊。
So Paul sounds has about the reason that he wants to appeal with the in Rome with the emperor.
其次呢是预备保罗讲见证。
Second, prepare Paul to speak his testimony.
从23章开始的使徒行传啊。
In the book of Acts, starting from chapter 23.
仿佛所有的剧情都朝着保罗也在众人面前为神做见证的方向去行走。
It seems that all the plots are moving in a direction of Paul's testimony for God.
而且神让保罗讲见证，讲一次不够，还要继续讲，还要继续讲。
So it's not enough for Paul to only speak once; he must speak continuously.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仿佛神在这里让我们看见，我们生命的优先次序就是为主做见证了。
It is as if God just allows to see the priority of life, which is to bear witness for God.
其他的事情都是为了见证神而展开的，你同意吗？
All other things are unfolded to bear witness to God. Do you agree?
其实这对我们也是一个生命的提醒啊。
This is also a reminder for us, right?
我们不妨自己问问自己。
We can ask ourselves.
我们这一生中是否曾经为神做过美好的见证？
In our life, have we ever testified for God?
可能很多人都会说，有了，有了，怎么会没有为神做见证呢？
Maybe a lot of people will say, of course I did.
那么请问你能讲的时候，你上一次为神做见证是什么时候呢？
Then, so when was the last time you testified for God?
或者说你下一次打算什么时候为神做见证呢？
Or in other words, when do you plan to bear witness for God next time?
会不会我们有人这一生当中唯一的一次为神做见证，可能就是接受敬礼的那个时候。
Is it possible that the only time some of us bear witness to God in our life is when we are baptized?
或者我们积极点往前看。
Or we just kind of just moving forward.
如果有一天神真的给了你机会为他做见证。
If one day God just really give you an opportunity to just bear witness.
你打算说什么呢？
What would you say?
请问你准备好你的见证的内容了吗？
Have you prepared your testimony?
这些是不是值得我们认真去思考呢？
So are all this that's worthy for us to think?
可不可以将讲为神做见证成为你的日常生活呢？
Can we just put this to share our testimony as our daily life?
好，最后是两希文化为器皿。
Finally, Hebrew and the Greek cultures serve as vessels.
毫无疑问，保罗是这个世界上为数不多的通晓两希文化的人。
There's no doubt that Paul is one of the few people in the world who is familiar with both Hebrew and Greek cultures.
我们从保罗写的书信来看呢，
Judging from Paul's letters,
他的学识、他的知识、他的智慧、语言等恩赐， 可以说是前无古人后无来者的。
His gifts of scholar, knowledge, wisdom, language, etc. can be said to be unprecedented and unprecedented.
圣经说第二天亚基帕和百尼基大张声势而来，同着众千夫长和城里的尊贵人进了宫厅。
On the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribune and the prominent men of the city.
然后菲斯都呢就吩咐了一声呢，就有人将保罗带了进来。
Then at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in.
大家有没有想一个问题啊？
Have you think about a question?
凭什么呀？
So what did he do then?
凭什么一个在押的犯人或者是犯罪嫌疑人能够吸引合成的文武官员、贵族等等非富即贵的人前来听保罗来讲见证呢？
How could a prisoner in custody or a criminal suspected attract civil and military officials, nobles and other rich and noble people come from all over the city to come to listen to him?
说明保罗的知识、保罗的自辩出了名了。
And that means Paul is very famous.About his knowledge and his debatability.
这对我们也是一个提醒啊。
This is a reminder to us.
没错，我们平常呢读经就好了。
It's true. Our daily life, we just read the Bible.
祷告就好了。
We just pray.
传福音做见证就好了。
And just share the gospel and we bear witness for God.
但是圣经有没有说我们不需要去学习了呢？
But did the Bible say we don't need to learn?
除了圣经以外的学习，圣经有没有反对过我们学习呢？
Has the Bible ever disagreed for us to learn besides the Bible?
圣经从来没有拒绝我们去学习的。
And the Bible never just disagreed that we need to learn.
因为我们看见上帝在用保罗嘛。
Because we see God is using Paul.
这也反过来说明呢，我们平日的所学、下功夫读的书、写的书、思考所得、祷告、默想等等，都是可以为神所用的器皿啊。
This explains that what we study in daily life, the books we read and with great effort, and the book we write, and the gains from our thinking, praying, meditating, and they can all be the vessel used by God.
这也是牧师无论走到哪，无论去到何方，都是鼓励弟兄姐妹不断的学习，就这个原因。
And that is wherever the pastor goes, I always encourage brother and sister to learn.
因为我们学的什么东西，不过就是神来用的一个器皿，对吗？
Because the things that we learn, that it will become the vessels used by God.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亚基帕王的干预呢，如同投石冲开了水底天呐。
King Agrippa's intervention, it's just like throwing a stone to open up the sky under the water.
在整个罗马帝国就开启了一颗核弹级别的福音炸弹。
A nuclear bomb-level gospel bomb was launched throughout the Roman Empire.
它要震动这个罗马帝国的根基啊。
It will just shake the foundation of the empire.
要叫更多的人听到福音，相信福音，跟随福音啊。
To let more people hear the gospel, to follow the gospel.
好，我们起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
我们看见你是怎么样带领保罗的脚步。
And we see how you guide Paul's steps.
在菲斯都和亚基帕王两个官员相遇的时候，保罗如何去为你做见证。
When Festus and Agrippa meet each other, and how Paul just bear the witness for you.
也赐给我们一个智慧的眼光，看清楚经文当中所讲的脉络。
And just give us the wisdom to understand about the scriptures.
求主继续的带领我们吧。
May God continue to guide us.
好，让我们的生命的每一个细胞都成为为主做见证的一个器皿。
To let every cell in our body, we can witness for you.
赐给我们有谦卑的心，好好学习。
Lord, please give us a humble heart to learn.
为神所用。
Be used by you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.